Bezras Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. Shabbos is Daf was Daf Chaf Hey. We left off at the very top of Chaf Hey and Aleph at the words Val Daita. The Gemara had just said that in a case of where a person says, I'm going to answer this loaf of bread on me, if I did not see 600,000 like Ole Mitzrayim today. So normally we assume this is a neder havai. It's like it's an exaggeration. So the Gemara had questioned, maybe he meant 600,000 ants, and therefore maybe he really did see 600,000 ants. And you don't need to come on to the exaggeration. You could say that he's really telling the truth. He did see it. The Gemara says, no. We assume when a guy says 600,000 kolim mitzrayim, it's what normal people mean. It's not what he himself meant. If he had his own separate private kavana, that's not relevant for the halacha. So now the Gemara is going to challenge that, that when a person has his own, or will claim that he has his own separate private kavana, that's not relevant to the halacha in terms of the laws of Nedarim. The Gemara is going to now challenge that. So the Gemara says, V'adayta denav shlo avinu shtemishtab, is it really true that a person never makes a neder based on what he's thinking as opposed to what the world thinks? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, not like that. Let's say there's a person who is moide b'miktzas. Somebody says, you owe me $100. He says, I only owe you 50. So the halacha is moide b'miktzas has to swear shvua d'oraisa. K'shein mashpino, so when the judges make him swear, omim lo, they say to him, hevi yodeh shelo al tanai shebelibcha anu mashpinoscha, we're not putting this shvua on you so that you could swear some other thought that you have in your own heart. Ela al da'atinu val das bezdin. We're telling you that you owe $100 and you say you only owe 50. That's what you're swearing on, not like some other shvua that you have in your head. La fuge mana. What's this coming to exclude? La fuge da asik le iskundere va'asik lahon shmo zuze. What are we afraid of? It sounds like this guy is going to take these wood chippings and call them zuzim. I think there's one of the former 7th grade Rebbe in Halb used to have zuzim. So you can call anything zuzim. So he's going to say, yeah, I already paid you back the 50 zuzim. Or I don't owe you. I don't owe you the 50 zuzim. Because he's going to call zuzim these wood chippings. And that way he's going to say, yeah, I don't owe you these wood chippings. But he's not referring to money. Or he'll say something like that. Isn't that what we're worried about? Now, I mean, to come out da'atenu, from the fact that we say to him, we're making you swear on what we consider to be zuzim, namely money, that you have to swear that you don't owe the 50 shekel, because the 50 zuzim, because you already paid it back. From the fact that we say you're making you swear on what we're talking about, money, sounds like, had we not said that, that the guy could have gotten away with it, that it would have been a legit shavua for him to swear that he doesn't owe zuzim because he's calling the zuzim these like wood chippings. He doesn't owe those wood chippings. So it sounds like it really does work. So how could we say that by Ole Mitzrayim it cannot refer to ants because that's not what people mean? Maybe that's what he meant. Answers the Gemara. Lo, no. Really, we don't care about what a guy thinks on his own. But what we're trying to preclude when we say we're making you swear on our das and not on your das, it's not trying to get out of a case of where he has his own separate kavana. It's talking about a case of where the actual money could be trick. He can make a trick with the money. What's the trick that he could do with the actual money? Not that he's going to call wood chipping zuzim. That we don't care, but that's very far-fetched. We're not worried the person's going to do that. What are we worried he's going to do? Lafugimi kanya de rubber, the fascinating, amazing case of the cane of rubber. Let's talk about the case of rubber. The case of the cane of rubber. What's this? There was a certain guy who owed his friend money. Asalakame de rubber. So they came in front of rubber. Amale, la love. Zil perali, so the malva said to the lova, you owe me money, pay me. Amale peraticha. Now there's a machlokas rishonim here. Either he said, I paid you everything or I paid you half. We'll see in a minute whether he was paid everything or paid half. If he paid him everything, then he only owes him a shvuas heses. Kofar kol has to swear shvuas heses, shvuas de rabbanon. If he's a modu b'miktzas, then he has to swear shvuas d'oraisa. So we'll see later on in the Gemara why this is relevant. So amale rava, so rava said to the lova, Imkain, if you admitted that you owed half, zil ishtabale de barate, you have to swear that you paid half and you don't owe the other half. Meaning, and you only owe the other half. So swear that you pay half and you owe half. So azal va'ise kanya v'yor v'zuzi begaves. Listen to what this trickster did, this lova. He brings a cane and he loads the cane, he hollows out the inside of the cane and he puts money, exactly the amount of money that he says he doesn't owe, either the half or the whole, depending on which Rishon you hold like. Let's say he puts half the money in this cane. And he's limping on this cane coming to Bezdin. So Amale Lamalva Nikodai kind of biyadach. So the guy tells him to swear. So he says, okay, do me a favor here. The Lova tells the Malva, hold my cane for me. Now this cane, the guy didn't realize he snuck money into the cane. So he says, hold my cane for me while I swear. Nasaf Sefer Torah. So then he took a Sefer Torah. Listen to this Daf Yomi coincidence. Why did he take a Sefer Torah? Because anyone who swears a Shvuah Doraisa has to hold on to a Sefer Torah. Where do we learn that from? This week's Parsha. Unbelievable. Because when Avram told Eliezer to swear that he wouldn't take a wife for his son Yitzchak from Bnos HaKnadi, he grabbed onto his bris milah, because you grab onto a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So nowadays we grab onto a Sefer Torah. He said, grab the Sefer Torah. Now if you hold that it was really a Shvuah Darabanan, a Shvuah Hesis, why do you need a Sefer Torah? So some Rishonim want to prove from here that even a Shvuah Darabanan requires Nikitas Chayfetz, requires a Sefer Torah. But others say, no, the Shvuah here was Shvuah Modu Mitzas. It's a Shvuah Daraisas. That's why that's relevant here. Anyway, so the guy handed the cane to the Malva, and he grabbed the Sefer Torah. He says, just hold my cane for a second. And the Shtaba, the Pari Komad Avalei B'yodei. So he said, he swore all the money that was in the cane. He says, yeah, I paid it to you. Because it was in the cane. And the Malva was holding the cane. Unbelievable. So, now what happened? Hahu Malva, so that lender got furious that the guy lied to him that he said he paid. Rugai, he got angry. Vitare Lukanis, he broke the cane in half. And what happened? He broke the cane, out fell the money. And the money fell out to the ground. Turns out that the guy had really sworn the truth because he had handed him the money inside the hollow cane. Just the Malva didn't know that he handed him the money. So that's why we say you have to swear on Ardas and on Das Bezdin. Because this is a case of where you actually gave the money, you just did it with a trick, so the guy wouldn't think that you gave it, and he's going to give it back to you. But Lolan, we say that a person doesn't swear on his own Das. But this is where it's not that he's going to take wood chippings and call that Zuzi, but what we're worried about is that he's going to pull shtick like the famous case of the cane of Rava. Now, the Gemara now goes on to discuss other proofs. Mean people don't make shvuas based on their own thoughts as opposed to what most people think. To swear in Arvos Moav that they should accept the Torah. Amar lahem, have yodim shalal datcham ani mashpiyaschem. I'm not making you swear in your das. El al dati val das hamakom. It's what I think and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. So same thing. Shneemar v'lo itchem levadchem v'gomer. My amelu Moshe Yisrael. What was he trying to preclude here by saying you have to swear on my das and not on your das? Lav hachkamelu. Isn't this what he meant to say to them? Dilma avitun mili amriso al datenu. Maybe when you'll swear to accept upon yourself Hashem as God. Umishim hachi amelu al dati lafuke mai. Lav la fuke da sikushma lavodoscham eloka. That you'll say, yeah, I swear to my God. But you're thinking of a certain avodah zarah, and you'll call it God. So you see, we do take people's own thoughts into account. So you see that people do swear with their own thoughts as opposed to what most people think. Answer the Gemara, lo avodas kachavim ikri eloka. The reason why you have to say that in that case is because the Torah already refers to avodah zarah as eloka. As the pasuk says, "D'chsev pashas bo uvchal Elohim Mitzrayim esesh vatim." So you see, the Egyptian gods were called Elokas. So that's why we have to say that when you say Eloka, it means al da'atenu, not your God, because the Torah already calls it. It's not because of what you think. It says the Gemara, "V'lish b'yaso demikaymos and mitzvus." So instead of telling him to be mekabel Eloka, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just say swear to accept the mitzvus? The Gemara says that also wouldn't work. Mashma mitzvus hamelech. Maybe it means you're going to accept upon yourself the decrees of the human king of where you live. Ask the Gemara, Belish Bayasan, the Mekaimis, and Kol Mitzvahs. So why don't you say all the Mitzvahs? Ask the Gemara, no, maybe that's just Tzitzis. Mashma, Mitzvahs, Tzitzis. Tamar, Ma, Shkulot, Mitzvahs, Tzitzis, and then Kol Mitzvahs, Sheba Torah, right? Because it says, Batzitz, or Isim, Asos, Chaitim, is Kol Mitzvahs, Hashem. The Gematria of Tzitzis is 608 strings and 5 knots, so 613. So that's why you're going to remember the Tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, Belish Bayasan, the Mekaimis, and Torah. So why don't you just make them swear that they'll be Mekayim the Torah? Answer the Gemara, Mashma Torah Achas, maybe it's only Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat Peh. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu V'lishba Yasaon de Mekayim Yisun Toros B'Ksav and Baal Peh? The Gemara answers, Mashma Torah Mincha, Torah Chatas, Torah Ashim, because the Torah says, Zot Torah Samincha, Torah Chatas, Torah Ashim. V'lishba Yasaon de Mekayim Yisun Toros U'Mitzvos. So why don't you make them swear they'll accept Toros and Mitzvos? Says the Gemara, Toros mashma Toros hamincha, and mitzvahs mashma mitzvahs hamelech. So no, that's not, wouldn't be a good swear, because you're not accepting Hashem. Maybe it just means the commands of the king and the Torah of the mincha. Well, this brings on the mikhamizin Torah kula. Says the Gemara, Torah kula mashma avodas kochavim. No, maybe you mean to accept upon yourself avodah zarah. So if you would swear about Torah Kula, maybe you're only swearing off Avodah Zarah. Foolish by yourself to become Misan Avodah Kacham and Torah Kula. So why don't you make them swear that they should keep the law of Avodah Zarah and the whole Torah? That obviously doesn't mean that. Inami Sheish Miros or Shloshes Mitzvahs. Why don't you just stipulate that they got accepted 630 mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, you're right. He could have done that. Ella, but this is much simpler. Moshe Rabbeinu mitzvah l'tzrichanaka. He wanted to make it much more simple, so he said, "I'm swearing you al dati to accept Hashem." Now we learned in the Mishnah, Lo risi nachash kekoros beis abad. The guy swears, "I'm answering this loaf of bread on me if I did not see a snake that was as thick as the beam used to press the grapes in a grape press or an olive press to press the olives." Ask the Gemara, there's no such thing as such a big snake. Velo, the Gemara called that, the Mishnah called that a nidre havai, that's an exaggeration. Velo, v'ahu chivya, d'havu b'shnei shvar malka, ramule tlesar urvasa d'tivna ubala yason. There was a certain snake in the days of Shmar Malka that ate this crazy amount of wheat and swallowed all of it, 13 truffles of wheat. And he says, so it was obviously very, very big. And so the Gemara Mashmuel, Bitaruf. No, we mean that the snake, we don't mean that its thickness is like the Beis Chabad. We mean it's jagged like the Beis Chabad. Says the Gemara, Kulin Akshim Mitch of Taruf, aren't all snakes jagged? Agabo Taruf Kirmin. Gemara answers, no, we mean that the back of it has to be jagged. And that, that is very unique. You don't really find that. Because usually the snakes are jagged on their necks, but not on their back. Ask the Gemara, Velisne Taruf, so why didn't the Tana say that's what he meant? Says, when Milsaga were commercial and is trying to do something else, the Koros Beis Chabad Gabu Taruf, that the beam that's in the wine press and the oil press, the back of it is jagged to make it easier to squeeze the grapes and the olives. Ask him, Lamayna Afkamina Lamekachem Emkar. Why do we care that the beam of the wine press or oil press is jagged? Because when you're selling a beam for a wine press and oil press, it's got to be jagged. If you sell a beam for a wine press, inami igabo taruf in. So then if the back of it is jagged, then it's a good sale. Velo, if the back is not jagged, it's not a good sale. New Mishnah. So we discussed already Nidre's reason and Nidre Onse and Nidre Havai. Now, in this mission, we're going to discuss Nidre Shkagos, and then tomorrow's daf will discuss Nidre Onsen. So what are Nidre Shkagos? So the Mishnah lists three types. Nidre Shkagos, Imachalti v'im shasisi v'nizka shalcha v'shasa. I swear this loaf of bread is awesome if I drank today, thinking that he didn't drink today, but then it turns out he forgot he did drink, or that I ate today, or shani ochel v'shani shosa. I offer this loaf of bread, I mean, today, if I eat anything this afternoon. So then a loaf of bread is asra on me. And then he forgets he made the nether and he eats by accident. That's case number one of Nidre Shkagos, and the nether is not chal at all because it was done by mistake. Second case, Amar, konim ishti nenesli. My wife cannot benefit from me. She ganva eskizi because she stole from me. V'shehikzas mini, or she hit my kit. V'noda shalo ikatu. And then it turns out, v'noda shalo ganva. She didn't steal and she didn't hit the kit. So it was a mistake. So it's a shkaga, and therefore it's not chal. And the third case, Ra osan ochlin te'enim. He saw a bunch of people eating from his figs, and he got all upset. Amahare aleichem karban. These figs should be on you also like a karban. Right? Te'ena is a fig. Right? Sounds like date, and it's the other one. Ochlin te'enim. Amahare aleichem karban. These figs should be us on you. Why are you eating my figs? V'nimtzu aviv v'achiv ayu iman achirim. It was a mixture of people, but some of the people were your father and brother. Now you were totally fine with your father and brother eating your figs. So what do you do? Beishamai omrim, hein mutaren umash imahem asur. So Beishamai says, the father and the brother are mutar. He never meant to include them in the nether, but the other people are asur. Beisil omrim elu ve'elu mutaren. Beisil says, nether shehuta miktasa shehuta kula. Once the nether is off your father and your brother, it's off of everybody. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Kishem Shenidre Shkagos Mutarim, Kach Shavuos Shkagos Mutarim. Just like Nidre Shkagos Mutarim, as opposed to by the last case where we were machmir by Shavuos, just like Nidre Shavuos are mutar, so too, just like Nidre Shkagos are mutar, so too Shavuos Shkagos are mutaris. Hechidem, what's the case? Hechidem is Shavuos Shkagos. Kegon, Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Now the Gemara could have just said, why don't you just say the same case in the Mishnah, right? I swear I won't eat today if I ate a loaf of bread. But the Gemara is telling you a bigger chiddush. That Kegon Rav Kahana Rav Asi, even in this case, Rav Kahana Rav Asi, they have a machlokas. What did Rav hold in the following case? V'hadeinama, one of them said, Shavuos ha'dahachi yom ha'rav. I swear that Rav said like this. V'hadeinama, Shavuos ha'dahachi yom ha'rav. And I swear that, the other one said, I swear Rav said the opposite. The kol chad v'chad, each one of them, adaita denapshe, shaper kamashtaba. They think that they're really making a shvua, right? I'm asking this loaf of bread on me if Rav said like this. I'm asking this loaf of bread on me if Rav said the opposite. So each one thinks they're swearing it truthfully, but one of them is making a mistake. Therefore, even if it turns out that he was mistaken, so he's not usher on the loaf of bread or on the fruit. And what the Mishnah say, Ra Osanch Ochlin, he saw a group of people then eating his figs. And he said, you're all usher on these figs, the Konam. And then he realized one of them was his father and his brother. It's not Hassam. We learned a similar machlokas later on Samach Vav. Poschin, v'shabasas of Yom Tovim. Machlokas, we showed him how to learn this Gemara. Either a guy swore he wouldn't eat meat, and then he realized, oh my gosh, I swear I won't eat meat for the next 30 days, and he realized it's Shabbos, Yontif, you got to eat meat. Others say, no, there is no obligation to eat meat on Shabbos and Yontif. So it means that he swore he wouldn't eat at all for the next 30 days. Maybe he'll just drink. Or he swore he wouldn't eat for the next, I don't know, whatever it'll be, but then he turns out Shabbos, oh, I swear I won't eat the next 2 days. And one of them was Shabbos. He didn't realize you have to eat on Shabbos. So, that's a Pesach. It's not Chal. Now, what about the other days? Is the Neder Chal on the other days? So, they used to say that the other days it is Chal, but just on Shabbos it's not Chal. Achba Rabbi Kiva v'limed Neder shudim k'tasa hutakulo. To Rabbi Kiva said like Beis Hillel, that once the Neder is off for Shabbos, and the other is off for the other days as well. Now, we'll close with this. There are going to be two explanations of the machlokas b'sham misil. When does it apply? Amar Rabba. So it's going to be Rabba and Rabba. Today we'll do Rabba. Tomorrow we'll do Rabba. Amar Rabba. Tomorrow morning, regular shiur, 7:00. Amar Rabba. De kulei alma kol hechad do amar ilo yisi yodesh abba b'nechem ha yisi omer kol chamasurim chutz me abba. If the guy says, "Had I known my father was in among these people, I would have said beforehand." He said kol chamasurim. Now he's saying kol chamasurim, the same kol chamasurim chutz me abba. But I never meant to ask my father. So everyone agrees in that case. Dekulon asurin v'aviv mutter. Everyone agreed that the isser still applies to all the other people, just the father is mutter. This is not a case of neder shehuta miktaso. Everyone agreed this is a case of it's not a case of neder shehuta miktaso tekulo, because the same isser of kulam from before still applies now. There's no heter. The father was never included. He never meant to include the father. V'lo nechleku. So there's no argument. Both Beisham and Beis Hillel would agree in that case. Neder shehuta miktaso. Even Beisham would agree to Beis Hillel that since it's shehuta miktaso, it's. I'm sorry. Even Beis Hillel would agree to Beisham that this is not called a neder shehuta miktaso because the father was mutter all along and the other people were usher all along. There was never any heter. V'lo nechlegu ela ba'omer ilo yisi yodesh abba b'neichem a yisi omer would have made the neder differently. Ploni uploni asurim v'abba mutter. It's not kolchem. But it's a different nether. Oh, so here he's changing it up already. So this is a nether shehuta miktaso. It used to include that. Now it's not including that. So here's Rabbi Sham Yisrael the Machlokas, whether nether shehuta miktaso the kulo not. So in such a case, that's where the Machlokas is. And Rav is going to say the opposite. We'll do this in tomorrow's daf. Rav says, no, everyone agrees where you said ploni uploni. Everyone agrees then everyone's mutter. And the Machlokas is only where you say kolchem. But we'll come back to that tomorrow. Everyone should have a great night. See you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.